Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
My name is Consuelo Campbell, and I called in because I got a charge on my bank account that I didn't recognize. Come to find out, it was something ordered.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
85711. And you know, Pam, that was another thing I wanted to say. You're the fourth rep that I've spoken with. I spoke to you're the second supervisor and the fourth person. The first lady that I spoke with to transfer me over to the fraudulent department, she was very sweet, took all my information, transferred me to Kenesha and fraud department, and she wouldn't let me speak and kept yelling, I'm going to need your address. I'm going to need your address. I'm going to need your address. She wouldn't let me explain to try to understand why she needed my address when I never provided my address. And that's all I wanted, but she wouldn't let me speak, so I asked to speak to a supervisor. I was transferred over to Miss Secret, and Miss Secret, once I told her what my issue was, she never acknowledged the fact that I was complaining about her rep. She never said, I will speak to Kenesha. That's not how we do business. Nothing like that. She never smoothed that over. She took my information, gave me the same confirmation that the first lady gave me. Okay, the reason I'm even saying this, and I apologize.
Yes, ma'am,
the
it's
first
fine.
Lady, okay, I'm sorry. The first lady asked me for my email address. The second lady wanted my address. The third lady asked me for my address and my email, and you're asking me for my zip code. And I asked Miss Secret if I could give her my email for her to verify rather than my address because I never gave my address, and she told me no. And now you want my zip code. So that's like four different, it was address, three different.
Okay, well, ma'am, the reason why we ask these questions is because you're stating you never ordered it. So we have to verify if this is fraudulent or not. And the reason why the rep's really not supposed to open the account without the address. Now, the address we have on file is 4035 East 25th Street, Tulsa,
and that's
Arizona.
The wrong address.
Okay, so
and
what is your
address?
That's not
the address I gave, and they never shared that with me.
What's your address, ma'am?
4036 East 25th Street.
Ma'am, that's what I just said.
No, you didn't, baby. You said 4035.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, it is 4036,
okay.
Ma'am. But you've
okay.
been fully refunded and won't ever be charged again, and I will speak with the original rep that you talked with to see and make sure that that never happens to anyone else, okay?
It wasn't the first rep. It was the second and the third. My first rep was great. All she did was transfer me over to fraud so that I could get my refund. It was the fraudulent department that are rude and no compassion. That's who I'm talking to you about.
Okay, ma'am. I will.
Not my first lady.
All right. I will speak to them, ma'am.
Okay. And that's all I wanted. With some compassion. Tell me you're going to talk to the people. Miss Pam, like you did. You said that. And that's all I wanted. But I didn't get
yes,
that
ma'am.
From the others.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize for that. But
okay,
I will make
thank
sure
you.
That
I won't.
They are spoken to and that your account is canceled and refunded, though.
But thank you very much. That's
you're
all
welcome.
I wanted. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too, Miss Pam.
All right.